For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Amen. 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 Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death of good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church.
Better go to church.
Better go to church, because boy, we need some winners today. We're just going to jump right into it. We're going to roll through this puppy. Patriots, Bills. We talked about it the other night. Buffalo's 4. A little rainy today.
Smelly.
41. I don't like the game, personally.
Smelly, though. Why is the line only 4 with a terrible Patriots team who cannot matriculate the ball down the field?
Exactly.
Makes no sense.
Exactly. Titans, Bengals. This has jumped up to 6.5 now. That's a lot of points to give the Bengals. I know the Titans will probably pound them, but
7 some places.
6.5, 7, total of 51. I'd probably lean on a total there, and I might, because I think the Bengals can. Bengals just.
Oh yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. You and Cakes, you both. You're going to be all over that over. I know you are. I'm going under.
Well, yeah, but you did that last week, and anybody that listened to you, you did that on the Steelers. You said, I'm going to go under. I said, don't listen
that
to the
That was a few weeks ago.
Don't listen to the Ed. Don't go against the Skip.
Very true. You did nail that one for sure.
Colts, Lions. Colts are 3. What do you do there? I mean – God, Stafford burns us when we take him.
I think you just stare at it.
Yeah, and I know.
You just look now, at it, and then you just cross it off, because all I can do is stare at it, and I just think, how does that make any sense? The Lions just crazy. Can't play football very well, and the Colts, but I just
– How about Raiders?
I'm not a big Philip Rivers
guy. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to call it right now. Raiders win this game outright.
Yeah, I mean, it's only 2.5.
I'm taking the Raiders in a tease in this one, plus 8.5. There's no question about it, and I'm going to tease it up.
It is a great tease spot. It really is.
Here's another one that I might tease with it. You know, you got the Packers and the Vikings. Now, the line keeps dropping. The Vikings are down to, like, their third-string quarterback. They got all kinds of people. The reason the line's dropping is because it's going to be windy as hell.
Well.
But the one thing about that stadium, if you know anything about Lambeau, because I heard this and it is true because I've noticed this before, that it's not usually a swirling wind in Lambeau. It's either one side or the other. You know, it might be north to south or whatever. It's just not usually that swirling wind in the stadium. And when I heard that, it does make sense. So it's like, just because it's going to be windy, why would I take the Vikings in that game against the Packers when Vikings stink?
Here's why you wouldn't. This is why you wouldn't, is they have you playing corner. And if you get hurt, they're going to have – a 75-year-old out there playing corner. I mean, they have literally no corners left. They're down 3 of their starting corners.
How is Rodgers not going to torch them? I don't care if it's windy. So don't go deep. Kill them with short passes all day long. I'm just telling you. I'm going to take Green Bay and tease that down. I'm gonna unload to you boys today.
It felt so easy last week, just if you looked at the obvious games. Well, we just talked about a few of them. Bills at home.
Here's another one.
People are going to be all over it. Titans.
I got a little information on this one that the Dolphins are going to really dummy down, supposedly. Now, I don't
good.
Know. If
it's true. I got some info on that too when you're done. Go
going to dummy down the offense against a really, in my opinion, a pretty damn good defensive line there for the Rams. I can see Tua really struggling in this one.
Yeah, my info says, I was just reading it. It says the fucking Rams are going to pound them. The Rams are. I think that's one of the better games of the week, of the year, honestly. I have to go against Tua. I don't care how good he looked at Alabama. This ain't Alabama. I don't care if the Rams are traveling. I love the Rams as a football team this year. I think everybody listening knows that. I love Goff, obviously, with Donald. But really, Ramsey, you know, I think people forget Ramsey is on that team and just a shutdown corner. So it's going to make it hard for Tua to go to that first read.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to – I just see the Rams getting them. I think it's hard when you're you know, at Tua and there really was no preseason and there, you know, he threw a couple snaps and then you're just throwing them in and you're hoping –
Well, what was the spread going to be with Fitz in? Because I don't understand why it's three.
I think with Fitz it might have been even closer to one, two, instead of 3.5. So Steelers, Ravens, four.
Biggest game of the week.
Yeah, 4.5, 46.5. I'll probably, you know, weather's going to be fine. That's a low total. I can see. I mean, those games tend to get into the 20s. They just do. So that one, you're going to sniff that total if you play the over there. Those games just tend to get and sniff into the 20s. Chargers, Broncos. I told you my feeling there. Broncos play the Chargers tough all the time in Denver and give them fits.
I think the MVP is due for a little shine. I think the Ravens get them. But if you're listening now, you're way late on that line. I mean, and I don't feel that strongly about it, but I'm just not going to take Ben Roethlisberger over Lamar, even though I think the surrounding cast is pretty dreadful for the Ravens because they just won't give the ball. They shouldn't give the ball to Ingram at all. And
where's your
just
boy?
Don't have any playmakers.
They never play your boy.
No, I know. They don't give Dobbins
the
ball.
That's really surprising because I just think Ingram is like an old statue.
And Gus Edwards statistically is just unbelievable. If you just look at what he's done.
The Ravens offense the Ravens offense hasn't looked great this year.
No, J.K. Dobbins has 25 carries on the entire season. He's averaging 6.2 yards a carry and has 2 touchdowns.
That's crazy.
Probably a guy you might want to give the ball a little more to.
Saints, Bears, you got the Saints, which you went from 4. Now it's up to 5.5. I'm going to tell you right now, I still think that's a lot of points to give the Bears at home. I just do. I'm not a huge – I mean, Foles looks lost at times. I get it. But it's still hard to go into Chicago. New Orleans, literally, trying to think of their schedule this year. They've played 6 games. 4 of them have been in the Dome.
Right to the Dome.
Right. And I'm trying to think of their other 2 games. I mean, have they even played outside in like a real stadium? I'm trying to think.
Not a game that I'm going to be messing with.
I mean, they played the Chargers at home. They played the Panthers. They played the Bucks. Who beat the Saints this year?
I don't know, but I just know Michael Thomas. Beat him?
I got to look at the schedule, homie.
Michael Thomas is not going to be in again.
No, that's why I say I think the Bears are a live dog that can win this game. I'm just not sold on Drew Brees on the road at all. So they played the Packers. Listen to this. They at the Raiders, they got beat. At the Lions, they won by 6. So they've played really, verse, 4 home games. There are 2 road games at the Raiders, at the Lions.
Crazy.
So. I like the Bears plus 5.5 in that game. I'm just going to call it now. So I'm probably there could be some dabbling on that one. Bears just don't get hammered at home. So
no. And
that could be a nice,
I agree with you.
You're going to give me 11.5 and I'm going to go through 2 massive numbers in the NFL, which is 7 and 10. I'm going to get through there. So probably going to look at that. Eagles is up to 10.5. I got to tell you, I don't care if it's me and you out there for the I got a heart. I mean, if the Cowboys lose this game by more than 2 touchdowns, laying the 10.5, and this is what we're looking at with them this year, well, dude, how does it get any better for them?
It's my Super Bowl team. It's my NFC East lock of the year. It's the just burning in front of me. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it. I haven't seen anything like it.
How do they get to 6 wins?
They don't. With DiNucci?
Yeah, I guess that's who. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely I probably would tease the Eagles down and because I just don't know how the Cowboys are going to score with DiNucci. But sometimes
when how much are they asking for Jacoby Brissett?
I don't know, but I am shocked that the Cowboys have not gotten a real name and paid someone to do it, because given the fact that the division is so bad.
Right. I don't know how they're not on the phone.
If you get to 6 or 7 wins, you're going to the playoffs.
The second Dalton's head bounces off the turf, I don't know how you're not getting a – you know, I'll throw out a crazy name. You'll be like, what? Get somebody like Josh Johnson that can run. Remember when the Redskins grabbed him late? Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, get somebody that can move, because you don't have any tackles. You don't have any tackles to block. So I don't think it matters who's back there. If they're not very good with a decent line, they're going to be terrible if they can't run – with a bat.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Headline.
It's anybody is better than DiNucci, man. I'm serious. That's crazy to me. 49ers, Seahawks. This is the biggest game of the afternoon, obviously. It's just sitting at 3. Looks like it's going to be a nice day. I think the Niners have righted the ship. That's my opinion.
Seems like it.
I think they've righted the ship. They beat them both times last year. I'm sorry, they did not beat them both times last year. San Francisco could have gone for a tie, gave Russell Wilson the ball back. Russell Wilson goes down to beat them. The second game, Seattle really to win the division, I believe, or it might have been to win the division, and it ended up where the Niners held them on fourth down and ended up getting the total home field. The one thing to remember about the Packers game, I meant to say this and I want to forget. The line is 6 and people are hammering it, and I get that, and the Vikings do just absolutely blow the high hard one, but well, they just do. But let's be honest. The one thing is, for the Packers, they have a short week this week. They're on the road next week at San Francisco. And you know that was a game that's been circled about 6 times by the Packers, because they got waxed during the season there and then went back in the playoffs to only to get waxed again. And now they're playing them again next Thursday on a short week. And that is something to remember going into a game, because when you're playing a doo-doo team like Minnesota, that's all, like you said, 4th and 5th and 6th cornerbacks, it's easy to take that game for granted.
Well, let's talk about the Super Bowl for gamblers. Obviously, the Chiefs playing the New York Jets.
It's actually, since our podcast, which I really believed it would come in the opposite direction. I just did. I just thought it would come down a little bit. It's just so many points. Oh, by the way, it's 21-0 Jets to start the game. 21-0 in an NFL game. I mean, dude, these guys are still NFL players. It's up to 20.5 and 21 some places. So if it's if it goes off in a little bit here at 21, you've got to be up. I couldn't watch it. Couldn't watch it. We're not going to watch it, because every play that goes south for you, you're like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always fun when that number comes around. Like I said, it's like the Super Bowl. I mean, for gambling, you just don't see something tickling 20 in the NFL very often.
So what's your best play? Okay, I don't care if it's a tease. Your best play for today, and I'm going to give my best teaser right here on the show.
Well, go ahead if you know it. I think there's a lot of good tee spots, but that's why it's hard for me to really decide. But
I'm going
to
give a couple combinations, because I think I'm going to pick some fatties here for people. I'm going to give them away. I'm going to give them. These are worth thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, I'll just say this before you go there. Best play I would float out there, the one that I think have the most value given out to the peeps today, just anyone listening, the Rams alternative line. Because if they want to dangle that fruit out there at 3 and have this kind of faith in a rookie and all that, and think they're the book smarter, or whoever's betting that number at 3 for the Dolphins and they're so smart, that's all right. I'm going to take that alternative line and not be surprised when the Rams win by double digits pretty easily.
Right. That's what I was going to say, that, that with that number of 3.5, you know, you get an alternative line at 6.5 or whatever it is.
9.5 be
maybe
great.
Even 9.5, you're going to get massive money back. And if that game ends 27-17 Rams, you are not going to say, holy cow, I'm so
not smart. At all.
I actually like that one. I will give the one I really like the Bears plus 11.5 at home.
Me too.
And I'm going to tease that with the Packers just to win. And I like that.
Yeah, you have to put that in.
I like that a lot. Another teaser I would do and feel very good about it. I'm going to
take love the Bears teaser just because they suck. I know you don't. On offense, but
yeah, it doesn't matter. I picked a winner. It's a fatty.
Yeah,
and the other one I'm giving the Raiders plus 9. I just feel like they're going to win. I feel like Cleveland's going to have some issues. And I'm going to take the second game is I'm going to take God, I'm tempted to take the Chiefs, but I'm not going to do it. What I am going to do is I'll take the Broncos plus 10.
That's gross. I wanted to touch on this game because
it is gross.
Because it's the future of the NFL. You got my top quarterback a couple years ago in Drew Lock, and my top quarterback last year, Herbert. I love this game just because you're looking into the future. But the Broncos are awful.
They are awful, but I think I'm just telling you, I think they'll be able to keep it within 10. For whatever reason, when the Chargers come here, they're just close games. They just very rarely blow the Broncos out when they come here.
Herbert's throwing the ball better down the field than Mahomes or any. I think he might be throwing the ball down the field better than anybody right now.
Well, the Broncos know that. Now, could I be talked out of the Broncos and say, put the Raiders with someone like the Ravens and Steelers over 40? Yes, I could. And I will. I was just talked out of it. I've just changed my mind. You just changed my mind. No, because when I'm thinking about that, I like that number. I mean, if you look at the history of the Ravens and Steelers, very few of their matchups, if you look, just keep going back, have gone where they're in the teens. It's a 23-20. It's a 26-23. It's a 24-21. I'm going over 40, and I'm taking the Raiders plus 9.
I think the most obvious teaser of the week is the Titans and the Packers on a regular 6 or 6.5.
We just talked
because
about
the Bengals just did so much to come back in that game, and then they lose in heartbreaking fashion. They don't have their stud running back. Oh, so
you must. Yeah, you can't say it. You must. Now I've lost all my train of thought because you just made me lose all my train of thought. Unbelievable. What was I going
to
say?
Lot easier to go through them when there's only, you know, there's a more buys this week. So you have a little bit different of a slate. Only one we really didn't touch on is the Giants in Tampa.
Giants in Tampa. It's real simple. Tampa's going to boat race the Giants. That's it. Tampa's playing good ball now. I know what I was going to say. We said this on Tuesday. You can't overthink in the end. Like, you can't say, oh, it just looks too easy to take the Packers. Well, go to take the Vikings because they're a bad football team. And if they somehow win, you can look like you're genius all you want. The Packers at home just to win the game is a good play. I don't give a shit. I don't care if it's swirling wind. How does that benefit Minnesota? What is Kirk? What are they going to do? So
right.
they just have to find a way to win. That's what I'm doing. So,
that's pretty much it today.
It's it. It's a shorter show. It's packed with a lot of fatties. I just am so excited about the day. I mean, I'm so excited because I'm going to, it's going to get a little chilly today, but I'm going to go to my favorite spot and no one's going to be there. And I'm going to sit there by myself, and they have the most ridiculous Bloody Mary. It's just no, the mix itself is really good Bloody Mary mix. Now, unfortunately, they don't make them as strong as Landy likes, because last week I had to go back to the bartender and tell her to put 2 or 3 extra shots in, because Landy's like, what is it? Yeah, he's like a tomato juice or something. It's not. It's a money drink. But I'll be there today. Watching.
Oh, it's going to be a great day. We'll be giving out some plays at halftime.
Or we'll be tweeting, and we're just going to be all day. Yeah, we're going to be – I'm in all day today. I love it. So good luck today. Check the wires. The weather looks pretty good, like I said, except for a couple spots. Check the weather. If we do get something that's just – we look at and just looks crazy at half, we'll roll it. Definitely look at some plays in that – I mean, really the Charger game could be a live bet type of play all day long. It just could. Because if that starts to go really south for the Jets, that could get really ugly. But we'll see how it rolls. You got anything else?
I think you could see Cam get benched today.
Well, I think Cam's definitely in trouble. Not even close.
Put in my boy. Big on Stenham. It's time. All the people that laughed at me on the video a few weeks ago, I wasn't joking. Stenham, that's why I didn't take it down like a biatch. Stenham's the man. He's the future for the Patriots. And they need to get him in there. I mean, I don't know what they're waiting for.
Well, here's all I can say to you. Till Tuesday, peace. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that death instead of the good God. Let me give you my life.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.